KCIW 100.7, and thank you, KCIW listeners, where our community is our family and our neighbors are our friends. We are so gifted and blessed to be here in Brookings, Oregon. We are here on the Quality Living with Peaceful Support radio program. I'm Amanda Whittemore, and I'm super excited, you know, mostly because we always get super fun guests that come in here. And our guest today is Miss Karen Cook. Hi, Karen.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm just as tickled as always.
Good to see you.
You too. And so I'm really glad that you made it in here because you have a unique twist on things. A lot of our guests are either passing through or they're new to town or they've been here just about forever. But tell us how your whole experience with Brookings.
Well, I arrived in October of 1970 as a first grader, put out that we moved from Springfield, Oregon to Brookings. I couldn't pronounce the school, Calmeopsis, let alone spell it. And I had just started to get comfortable in Springfield at my first grade. And here I arrived at a new school. And my parents opened Harbor Drug Center out in the Brookings Harbor Shopping Center and eventually Nadine's Hallmark Shop. And so then I stayed till I graduated in 1982 and went to see the world and returned for a brief stint in 1988 and 2018, but made a permanent move and home. Purchased a home in October of 2020.
Hmm. Yeah. Congratulations.
Yes.
That's quite an adventure.
Yes, yes. So I've been go way back, and it's a beautiful area.
What, so, you know, obviously the family brought you at first.
Sure.
And then what, was there anything in particular, like any of those reasons that trickled you all the way this place again?
Well, I think the peaceful living here, being close to the ocean and the pace of life. I was looking for a better quality of life. Came from Salem, which is, you know, 20 minutes everywhere and at least, and just got real kind of homesick for that small town place of comfort and such great outdoor activities too.
Do you still hold on? Do you find a lot of the people that you went to school with are still here, or is it completely new? How is it for you?
Oh, I run into people that I've known for 50 years every day.
Oh my gosh.
And up to 50 days. So that's really fun to run into people. And my husband and I, we go out to dinner and the waitress hugs me. Because obviously we've known each other from previous times, and it's just really nice to, I saw a lady the other day at Harbor, well, it was Harbor Coffee Shop, but now it's the Blue Water Cafe. She's one of the owners, and I remember her in the 70s. She was in high school as a waitress, and she's owned it for several years with her sister now, and it just shocking that I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't think I've seen her for 40 years or more. And and it was fun to see her.
That is too adorable.
Yes.
Well, I would believe the KCIW listeners would like to know, when you went away, what exactly did you get to do?
Oh, yes. Well, I moved to Eugene, and that was in 82. And I remember hearing the radio saying that Lane County had the lowest unemployment rate, and I thought, what am I doing?
Oh.
But I started out at Lane Community College, taking a few courses, and found my way to Long Beach, California in fashion merchandising program, and had a real kind of fun time learning the fashion industry and buying and Rodeo Drive and Hollywood and all that. Had a cousin that worked at Disneyland, so we went often, but
that explains why you dress so well.
Yes, looking
every
for
day.
Yes, that fashion merchandising. And so then I relocated up to Portland, Oregon, lived downtown, Portland's was a beautiful city. I haven't been there in years because of the conflicts, but lived downtown Portland and worked for Nordstrom and found my way through the Nordstrom corporate world and ended up coming back down to Brookings in 88 and gave birth to my daughter, Sarah. And so should have stuck around, but was ready to try a new adventure again. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
That is a lot of activity.
Yes, yes.
How lucky. Well, for those who are just tuning in, we're on the Quality Living with Peaceful Support show on KCIW 100.7. We thank all of our listeners. We're with Karen Cook. And, oh my goodness, who is this just walking into the studio? Our famous local celebrity, Mr. J.I. Walker.
Hey, how's it going? How you doing?
Hi. What brings you into the neighborhood?
Well, I saw your vehicle out front. I had to see where you were.
Telltale sign.
I knew Amanda had to be around here somewhere close.
Good, yes. Well, this is Karen Cook. She's one of our newest real estate agents here in Brookings, Oregon.
Karen, my pleasure.
Yes, nice to meet you as well.
How exciting. And we're just talking about the things that we always talk about here on Quality Living. And we're asking Karen, what are some ways that you see possible to activate quality living?
Well, I think living in the area that we do, there's just no excuse but to get down to that beach every day. A great place to find your peace and realize that compared to the ocean, our problems don't seem as big as they are. And it's a great time to connect with your spiritual beliefs and find that beauty in the serenity of the ocean and the rivers here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How about the word quality?
Quality, yes. Quality is, it's a little slower pace life here. Mm-hmm. You find people will talk to you when you're standing in the grocery store line. And,
mm-hmm.
and it is. It's quality of friendliness and community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How about the word living? How does that feel to you?
Living. Yeah, I think living, I've really focused on living my best life. What does that mean, living your best life? I think it's actively engaging and being in control of making decisions to be better, to learn, to help spread kindness, and to learn more about the area and people.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a phenomenal. That's my favorite part is the variety that we get.
Yes.
Mr. James?
Well, I was just thinking to myself, I lost my home 6/6/23 to a electrical fire.
Yeah.
And I had gone over to a yoga practice locally, and my buddy came over and walked in the ashram and said something, and I couldn't understand him, so I took my time, got dressed, walked outside, and I said, "What'd you say? Your house is on fire." Oh, that's wonderful. So we get over there, and the whole scene's there. But I can't believe what's involved in rebuilding a home here. It's I had to hire an architect, a contractor, and the permits that I ran across, especially the last one, which was the city permits. And I walked in with all our information, the plans and everything, and they took about 15 minutes and came back with a $6,000-something bill. So that hurt a little bit.
Goodness.
How do you see that? Do you see that in the real estate world? Often, the prices of the permits?
Yes, that can be frustrating and timely and lengthy in time. But they've got you. You got to have them.
Yeah.
And they need to have a fee to it. And there's a reason why they have a fee to make sure that it is done correctly and set correctly. correctly as well. So,
and after seeing the foundation, they were ready to pour concrete in the foundation, and I guess the city came down and inspected something, and there were some bolts missing or something to give it even more strength and support. So it's worth it. I mean, they're following through with things, you know.
Absolutely, yes. So they're in our best interest. Their procedures. Well, we're super glad to have you here. Is there, being the newest, one of the newest real estate agents in town?
Yes.
How have you seen from when you were here before to what's going on out there?
Well, you know, my parents sold their house in 82 to Californians with cash, and they're still coming. So, they just haven't given up. But I would like to focus on first-time buyers and buyers that are men and women that work here in the community that are in their 20s and 30s that have not been able to purchase a home. And I'm afraid we're going to lose their talent to the employers here in town and move out of the area because they aren't able to find housing. So we're going to be holding some classes with a mortgage specialist on first-time buyers walk them through that. It's very similar to all buyers buying a home, but that first-time buyer is a little bit more special in educating them and walking them through the process and a little bit more hand-holding with them.
Oh, that is such a gift.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. And
do you know about when we'll be doing that in the near future?
We are going to, at Century 21, have at 6 o'clock on April 18th.
April 18th.
Yes, okay. Of this year, of course. And Sean with our Canopy Mortgage specialist out of Hillsborough has a presentation that he's done for years. And so we're hoping to attract those first-time buyers. Age is not most critical, but we want to get some of those wonderful men and women that work at the plywood mills and retail stores and
exactly.
Healthcare that can access stable housing for themselves and build some equity into their lives.
That goes right in hand with, you know, we ask, how do you create peaceful support? And I would feel that right there would be exactly how you provide educational courses
and
really guide people to meet their goals and achieve dreams that they may have never thought would ever be possible in
absolutely.
Such a special area.
Yeah. The rentals are hard to find, and it's not attracting healthcare professionals like we'd like it to. And so we've got to find a balance mm-hmm. of homes for people, whether that means a few less Airbnbs maybe in town. I don't know. I mean, we've had that up in the air too. So
do they have a cap on how many there can be, how many vacation rentals in a
certain
population?
I do believe that they do have a cap, and I think that is changing as time goes by. But we really need to honor our permanent residents who are employed here first over everything to ensure having a good employment pool of people here.
Well, the retirees might disagree and say, well, you know, Karen, this is how we stay alive and stay here is with our Airbnb.
Sure, absolutely.
Karen, you're trying to get some education out there to first-time buyers, it sounds like.
Yes, yes.
You know, what also would be nice is if there was some kind of some information on when you're building a home as far as analyzing the whole situation, the value of the property.
Oh, absolutely.
What the home is costing you to... Because, I mean, I think I got $350 from my insurance company.
Yes.
And it's going to cost $750 to put up. But
I am
putting a two-story place up, and the bottom floor is going to be a state-of-the-art yoga studio.
That's wonderful.
That Amanda's going to run.
Sure. Yes, yeah, you're right on that.
And I'm going to live upstairs.
Great idea.
And I'm putting in the pre-elevator stuff, and just in case.
Yeah, why not? Why not? Yeah.
I'm going to hustle those stairs as long as I can.
Sure, sure. Absolutely.
Well, we encourage stairs at all times, yes. Everywhere we go. You know, sometimes they'll try to throw the fishing line down to us, and I say, you reel that back in. We're walking up these stairs.
Yes, yes. Absolutely. Good way to get some exercise.
And with the first time home buyers course.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Any age, all ages?
I think it's all ages. In fact, I think a gal that just put in an offer into a home, I went to high school with it. I believe that this is her first home that she's purchasing. And so it's never too late, and that'll give her the security of having a home through her time as working and then when she goes into retirement. So mm-hmm. I don't think it's ever too late, but definitely as soon as you can build some equity into the house, that brings on that substantial wealth that you can reap the benefits of that equality. Yeah, mm-hmm. Equity. Yeah.
And what do you have a favorite part to real estate?
I think it's meeting new clients and finding out what their dreams and goals are and knowing what's out on the market and matching them up to that. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it takes, you know, showing some homes that they don't like, and sometimes as life presents, we find what we do like by finding out first what we don't like. And so, working with them and their life events, and it doesn't stop with the sale or the listing of the home selling. You've built a relationship and life events, and you follow them along because maybe they have children come along mm-hmm. and want a bigger home, or right. It might be a couple that decided that it's time to retire and the house is too big, the yard's too big.
Or have an electrical fire.
Yes.
And then
have a home fire that you have to replace and work with an agent and an insurance company hand in hand there of replacing what he has lost. Yeah.
Yeah. We just never know what what will happen when one.
Seems how we're on the airwaves. I have 311 Cove Street for sale, by the way. The ambulance company.
What?
Yeah, I have it for sale.
Which building?
311 Cove, where Cal Ori is. The flight people and ambulances.
Do you know this location, Karen?
Is that down back?
Right down from Bi-Mart.
Yeah. Oh, that building is for sale.
Oh, your place.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Where is our Cal Ori moving? Any place special?
Do you already listed it with somebody, or would you like it to list it with Karen?
I've already got Noah on it.
Okay.
Noah Bruce. Right.
Yeah.
Is it an exclusive listing?
I don't think so.
Exclusive. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. And Noah's a great guy.
The door's open for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Noah's a great agent. So he got a good partner there representing you.
Sure.
This is one of the most unique quality living shows we've done yet. I think this is show number 30, and this just keeps on evolving. Last one of our other shows, we had a special guest, Jasper, a dog friend of ours, who, you know, mm-hmm. that happens when you take up lots of different responsibilities and your dog's sitting while you're doing the radio show.
Yeah.
You just never know what's going to happen on the Quality Living Show.
Absolutely.
Dog's in your car, huh?
Is there anything really unique and different that really stands out in your style of being a real estate agent that you are really glad to present to the community?
Sure, absolutely. I pride myself on listening and talking less. It's really important to listen to a buyer or somebody that's wanting to list their home and interview them. And it's a two-way street. You know, they choose whether they want to continue with me, but it's also for me too. If it's a right match and can come to agreements on how to present it and their goals. But I think that also being that I have been in the area on and off since 1970, mm-hmm. there's a little history there. Mm-hmm. I know some of the more mature residents in town and some new ones too. So I'm working in a network, and if I don't have the answer to your question, I will find somebody who does. So I'm ready to serve the community.
It's so exciting.
Yes.
We're so grateful.
You know, if you could offer a discount on every sale, you'd really have the market.
Well, a piece of property is only worth what a buyer is willing to purchase it. So it can be discounted. Mm-hmm. Just because a property might list for $444, what you think it is worth, you can put your offer into it, and that will set the price.
Right.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
And how many years have you been here, Mr. James?
Since 1994.
94. Okay. What brought you here?
My mom and dad, I moved up here. I had the world by the tail down in Santa Fe, California, where I was born and raised. And my mom and dad first moved to our ranch. And then they moved up here, and I wanted to help them out in their last years, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And good thing I did, because when my dad passed, my mom had her hands full.
Mm-hmm.
So I was here to help.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very admirable.
Yes.
But I'm excited about this yoga studio. I think it's going to do it.
Yourself and the architect spirit and some other really admirable gentlemen in the area have put so much love and creativity and design mm-hmm. already
in this.
And there's barely just a foundation up,
yeah.
But it's glowing already.
It is. And Spirit, who designed it all, is just amazing. I mean, it's just amazing.
It's exciting.
And his helper is amazing too.
How about, are there any questions that we haven't touched on that you want to fill in, anything we haven't answered yet or that you want to say?
Well, I think the market is starting to move. I've read where people declare the holidays over now after Super Bowl Sunday. And all of a sudden, I have noticed that in our phone calls at the office, there's more activity. There's more people calling and asking about properties. I see some more properties coming on the market. And, interest rates, we're told, though, does not look like they are going to go down like we anticipated. Definitely there will be a change for 2025. So for us in real estate, mortgage.
Where are they right now?
Well, I was quoted a VA between 6.27 and 6.5. I did have somebody that secured a mortgage of 5.99, but that was a special circumstance. And I don't know what the circumstance was, but it was coming down, and then a couple weeks ago, it shot right back up. So it's very discouraging for everyone. You can't buy as much house as you want to. However, it's allowed for sellers to lower their rates so they can afford the payments.
And cash buyers don't have to deal with any of that, correct?
Correct. Cash buyer is that. So, but we see cash buyers more in the 700,000 and up range. It's usually mm-hmm. financed below that. And, but there are good ways with the mortgages right now. You can do a buy down, which lowers the mortgage interest rate for 2 years before it rises to the regular permanent. A buyer can buy down mortgage points. Current homeowners could refinance their loan if they can get better deals. And a person that makes a loan payment biweekly opposed to monthly can shave off about 7 years off their mortgage if they're, which equates to making a total of 13 payments in one calendar year.
Yeah.
And so there are great ways to...
What about new construction loans?
Yeah, my husband is an engineer, and they're doing apartments, Portland, Eugene. That was where all the money has been for years and years. And but construction loans you can get to, those traditionally are a little bit higher, but they're out there. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. And what else we got going on in the market? But yeah, we'll see where the interest rates lie, but I would not wait for interest rates to lower, because they're not going to, as predicted, for this year. But the longer you wait, the longer, harder it is to find a home available.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you know, get in that pre-approval, find out what your budget is, be pre-approved. If you're pre-approved, you can jump and put in a offer right away and feel confident that you have less to compete with that. And so taking action of your credit rating and making sure everything fiscally is fit. It is real estate, you know, in Monopoly, who wins is the one who buys all the real estate.
Yes. And, you know, a lot of people, they're not sure if they should go with the real estate agent, whether if they're selling their house or purchasing one. And everything I've studied and seen and experienced, and especially working with so many in town, the agents, it would be like going to court without your attorney.
Exactly.
You just don't do that.
Doesn't work.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want to have
going to school without your teacher.
Yeah. If you want to have a legitimate real estate, you'll pay to have a real estate professional file and knows the laws and is on your side to protect you, and get you in it with the competition. It would be very difficult to do it.
Right. Achieve the goals that you're going for.
Yes, without a real estate agent. Sure.
Yeah. Very highly recommended.
Yes, yes, yes.
So new constructions are always higher rates.
I do believe that they are higher rates.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Just in case.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, KCIW listeners, we are most grateful for you tuning in to this very special show here with the Quality Living with Peaceful Support with the real estate agent Karen Cook. You can find her at Century 21 and all other wonderful, fun shopping places in town, doing all the favorite lovely things, walking out of the ocean possibly. And thank you, Mr. James, for being here. We'll look forward to seeing your new yoga studio soon.
My pleasure.